Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Nightshade for Warning by Bailey Cottrell, narrated by Vanessa Daniels. Chapter 1. The honeyed, floral scent of sun-drenched zinnias curled into the air from the half-barrel planters in front of the Poppyville Library. It was subtle, likely unnoticed by most passerby, but tantalized my senses with possibility. Distilled to its essence, the fragrance would deepen, become richer and multi-layered. Inhaling deeply, I paused to consider how I might use it in a custom perfume. My corgi, Dash, immediately plopped down on the walkway, watching me. His foxy ears swiveled, and his head tipped to one side as if he was wondering what I was up to now. Scarlet zinnias for constancy, white zinnias for goodness. In the Victorian language of flowers, the dark, bird's foot ivy that spilled around the edges of the barrels represented fidelity and friendship. In combination with the zinnias, the planters sent good vibes all the way down the block. My stomach growled. Glancing up, I saw the enormous round clock at the top of the library building read nearly 1 o'clock. And I hadn't eaten lunch yet. Dash and I had already stopped by the stables at the other end of town to drop off a big bottle of lemon eucalyptus insect repellent. The black flies were biting in August, and Jesse King preferred to use the essential oil blend I'd developed rather than commercial chemicals to protect her horses. Then we'd picked up Dash's favorite peanut butter treats at Doggone Gourmet. Finally, I'd snagged 2 bags of hazelnut shell mulch and a rosemary.